Let's go now, though, to the health impacts of burning coal. A global study, it's just released, out of the US, comes up with an alarming figure. It suggests that air pollution from burning coal kills 210,000 people each and every year and causes also 2 million serious illnesses. The study, by researchers from the Chicago School of Public Health at the University of Illinois, is described as a review of all recent peer-reviewed reports from medical literature around the world. Dr. Susan Buchanan is the co-author of this report. She's also the director of the Pediatric Environmental Health Unit at the University of Illinois. Susan, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Very nice to be here, Ms. Kelly.
Susan, we all know that burning coal is dirty and not particularly healthy, but what respiratory problems do we know that it causes?
The literature is very clear that burning coal emissions, or burning coal causing emissions that then leads to particulate matter in the air, can cause asthma attacks, respiratory infections, and can worse chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Okay, so they're the key dangers. Are they the key killers? Because the headline figure of 210,000 deaths every year is a surprising or dramatic one. Are you directly linking that to pollution from burning coal?
Yes. The other main health effect is cardiovascular. We know that particulate matter can be inflammatory, which causes inflammation in the small vessels of the heart, which leads to heart attacks. So we do now know that there's a direct link between particulate matter from coal emissions and cardiovascular deaths.
Just tell us about the particulate matter that occurs when you burn coal?
Well, when you burn any fossil fuel, you end up with very small particles in the air. Coal in particular leads to both large particles that are 10 microns in diameter, and then the small ones that are less than 2.5. The 2.5 micron particles cross right through the lungs into the bloodstream and can travel to many organs where they cause inflammation. So now we know that this inflammation in the heart vessels can cause them to close off, just like when you have a heart attack from a plaque buildup.
It's a pretty shocking figure, 210,000 deaths every year, and I think it's a figure certain to be challenged by the coal industry. How did you make this estimate?
This estimate was calculated from a study that was done in Europe that used air pollution modeling and used health burden of disease from the World Health Organization and created a model that resulted in a kilowatts per hour comparison between number of deaths and number of serious illnesses per kilowatt hour of electricity generated from burning coal. We took those units that were calculated for Europe based on pollution standards in Europe and based on population density in Europe and transferred them to, inserted them into the calculation using the number of kilowatt hours of electricity generated by coal worldwide. And it was a simple multiplication that resulted in these high numbers of deaths and illnesses from burning coal worldwide. The drawback with using this is it was based on population density and pollution standards in Europe. Countries with different population density and different pollution standards, often lower, are going to have worse numbers due to lower standards. And areas with less population might not have as high numbers.
And areas with more population might have higher numbers. In fact, don't you imply in this report that the death toll could be higher in China alone? There could be many, many more deaths than you're predicting, estimating.
Yes, absolutely.
But there's also other factors, I presume. And as I say, I'm sure the coal industry will challenge this. Other factors about, you know, housing and environments and climate conditions and things like that, which would also affect, you'd think, the impact of burning coal.
I'm sure that the coal industry will present some data, but this was a literature review. We did not perform any studies here at University of Illinois. We were not invested in any of the outcomes. We simply reviewed the literature that appeared in the English language biomedical literature over the last 10 years and looked at the results. And there was really, if there was anything we came across that was either not validated by other studies or seemed like a poor quality study to us, we did not include it. There are dozens of studies out there, and we picked the ones that we felt were the most robust and were validated by studies done at other institutions.
And just on that, in the interest of transparency, Susan, I probably should ask you about the funding for this research for the University of Illinois. Who funds you? I understand, was this commissioned by something called the Healthcare Research Collaborative? Is that who's commissioned this?
Yes, it was by the Healthcare Research Collaborative, which is out of Healthcare Without Harm, a not-profit group of doctors and healthcare providers that want to provide a clean and safe environment for patients.
So it's obvious that they have an agenda, which is a clean air future, clean energy future. That's what they want. Did that affect the direction you took in your study? And does that make these findings, do you think, challengeable?
I think there some people certainly might bring that up. I myself, when I look at studies, one of the first things I do is look at who funded it. But as a researcher myself, as an academic at a public institution, I do not consider myself to be biased when I am performing literature reviews. I was very open to studies that showed opposite effects. However, these data, as I said, are not surprising to anybody who studies in this field, and so it's not like we were uncovering anything brand new or making bold statements that would be seen as, you know, off track.
It's 18 minutes to 7 on breakfast. Our guest is Dr. Susan Buchanan, co-author of a report titled The Scientific Evidence of Health Effects from Coal Use in Energy Generation. As I say, Susan, the impact, the health effects from burning coal that you cite in this study are quite dramatic. Sulfur dioxide and heavy metals, including mercury, are produced by power stations burning coal. Is this still such a problem, or is it a diminishing problem given better technology and certainly better regulation in Western economies has cleaned up power stations?
The sulfur dioxide emissions have improved, although in China they're still a huge issue. Mercury is still a major problem. I think some people assume that developed countries have adequate standards that are enforced, but that is not the case. You know, I'm of course more familiar with the United States, and we still have a major problem with mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants that then drifts into waterways, gets into the fish, and now the majority of fish caught and eaten in the United States is contaminated with mercury. And I assume that is the same worldwide.
One key finding is infant mortality rates. You say that infant mortality rose where there was increased coal consumption, and you looked at countries including Chile, China, Mexico, Thailand, Germany, and Australia. Are you saying there is clear evidence of this in Australia, higher infant mortality rates because of burning coal?
Well, what this study showed was that the infant mortality is higher than it should be in these studies. So the levels of infant mortality are increased over where they should be based on modeled predictions. So they took trends in infant mortality and then put them into a mathematical model with the amount of coal that was used. They knew that the health effects of coal could affect infant mortality, and then they did a very, actually pretty sophisticated statistical modeling to graph out where the infant mortality should be versus where it actually is. And they found that the coal was directly associated with infant mortality being higher than it is predicted to be.
And you didn't look at the health effects from exposure to fly ash and pollutants resulting from coal transport, the noise from blasting in coal mines. All of this is an emerging issue in Australia, and coal dust is currently the subject of a Senate Committee of Inquiry. Does more work need to be done to inform policy on these areas?
Absolutely. One of the reasons we didn't include it in our report was just because of the sake of the hundreds of articles we ran across just on coal combustion. So those are areas we could have included, but because of time and space, we chose not to. There's also not a lot of repeated studies on those topics. They certainly need more research. There are hints at health effects from all those sources.
Susan Buchanan, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Susan Buchanan is co-author of this new report, Scientific Evidence of Health Effects from Coal Use in Energy Generation. She's also director of the Great Lakes Centre for Children's Environmental Health. And yesterday we spoke on the program with the Bulga Citizens Association about their successful appeal against the expansion of the Mount Thorley Warkworth mine in the Upper Hunter in New South Wales. The residents there complaining about the noise and the dust, you remember, and the social impacts of an expansion of this project. Well, the mine is run by the company, it's a Rio Tinto subsidiary, Coal and Allied, and we did invite the company to respond on the program, but it has declined.